Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size, but I can shake it, shake it like I'm supposed to. I got that boom boom, that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop, you know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. My mama, she tells me, don't worry about your size. She said, boys, I got it, some more booty to hold than I. You know I won't be no 6 feet silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Everybody, we're here on the Andy and Amanda Show live right now from California. Well, no need for that. No, I mean, really, you know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's see what's going on here in the world. We have a couple of things, I think, happening.
Quite
we need to talk about.
Saying the obvious.
Trump.
We're talking about sand and death.
Obviously, I never said this.
Wrong. It's just a lie. It's all a lie.
Trump.
You have a windmill anywhere near your house? Congratulations.
Very inappropriate.
I had none, but I still had more.
Those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun.
Quite clearly saying the obvious.
Trump. Hey, so much for Trump and his selections and endorsed candidates, because the election deniers lost big time in this past election. Most of the results are in. Not all of them. We're still waiting. We're still waiting, actually, to see who's going to take control of the House of Congress. Although it's, of course, we got to, you know, call it what it is. It's skewing towards a Republican domination, not by very, very slim margin. Very, very slim. The Senate, of course, will remain to be in the hands of the Democrats, which I think is a very good thing. We're going to start seeing if McCarthy becomes the leader of the House, the committees investigating Hunter Biden, investigating January 6th committee, investigating Fauci, everything you could think of, everything you could think of, but establishing an agenda that benefits the people living in America and the United States citizens. Because that's all they can do. That's all they do. They throw names, they insult. Anything to do with platforms, anything to do with people, anything to do with improving the infrastructure of a country and getting us up to speed, anything to do with improving the system of education in our country and who gets educated and how much it costs, anything to do with the cost of prescriptions and healthcare in this country, anything to do with the betterment of life and lifestyle in this country. The Republicans have nothing to do with it. But boy, they're really good at insulting and throwing names and denying and lying, aren't they? Whoa. Not everybody. I'm not going to say Republicans in general. There's a lot of what do you say, old school Republicans that have pontificated the truth, not the big lie, the big truth. I think that's the name of a book recently written. I forget by who, but it just came out recently called The Big Truth. But anyway, it's kind of exciting to see what's going on right now. Of course, we're hopeful that maybe the House would go Democrat too, but it doesn't look like it's going to. Not that we're promoting or pontificating, as I say, this left-wing rule of the United States. That's not the deal. It's not my intent or wishes to do here on the show, but rather just putting things in place and establishing a direction in this country that would improve life for everybody here to whatever degree that might be, in whatever avenue and whatever platform that might be. We don't know. I don't know where Amanda is. Maybe she's chimed in here. We can check our board, our big board, which I kind of ignore sometimes, so I shouldn't, I know, because that way I don't see who calls in on the show if I continue to do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't know. Let's see, Amanda. Oh, okay. Amanda's having some internet issues. See, Amanda is having some internet issues. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to because everybody knows by now, our followers know that my real gig is I play music. I play acoustic, folk, and blues, eclectic music, bluegrass, Celtic, acoustic guitar. I write songs, and I interpret other people's songs. I don't play the songs, note for note, because I'd rather hear the people who wrote them. If we're going to do note by note, right? But I interpret other people's songs, and I make my living playing and performing music and getting it out there and getting what I do out there and hopefully make a difference in the lives of many through music, putting a smile on people's faces, sharing experiences, and making my music hopefully mean something to everybody who listens to it and see play, and that might take on a lot of different interpretations as to how one interprets one's music. That's what I do. Now, how do I get to that? Because amazing friends and what do you want to call them, colleagues in the music biz who have been so successful and so talented and wonderful, and some of who I've known for a very long time and was with them in the early stages of our careers, and some have just jumped out ahead and have made amazing careers for themselves. And one such artist is a woman who I was very friendly with. I'm going back into the we've known each other since the late 80s, or let me think, early 90s maybe. A woman by the name of Susan Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, is an incredibly talented singer-songwriter, just amazing. She's toured all over the place. She's been writing songs. She even wrote the music to a play that was Broadway-bound. I don't know what happened to it, called Bill Dorm, a baseball Broadway adaptation of the movie, I guess, or book, whatever it might be. But anyway, Susan Werner, in the early 90s, did a concert venue that was called the Tin Angel in Philadelphia. And by a mutual friend of ours, a guy by the name of Greg Simon. Sometimes I can't think of his name, and I think, wait, is it Paul Simon? No, Simon Garfunkel. Simon says Simon was, but I finally just, right before the show, it occurred to me, because I'm thinking, I can't remember his name. Greg, man, what's your name? I know it's something Simon. Simon Garfunkel, Paul Simon, whoever. But it's Greg Simon. What an amazing songwriter he is. We've done some work together. We've done a song called The Fury. We did a song called One Man's Poison. We did another song called, we'll get back to that to him later. Maybe I'll play some of those songs that Greg and I did together years ago on the show. But what I want to do right now, folks, is depart from my commentary on what's going on in the world and the news and so forth, which we will talk about. But I want to get away from that real quick and play a song live performed by Susan Werner, obviously live, The Tin Angel. And this is off that album she did back then called Live at the Tin Angel, I think. And let's hear it. It's Susan Werner, a song by Greg Simon called The Great Out. Susan Werner here on the Andy Show.
smile and her molly and motley robes. In her voice were more colors than the rainbow she wore, and her cheeks were sweet Irish rose. She talked of dancing in bars in Dakar to that African high life jive. Her ma said, girl, you're gonna get yourself killed. She says, I'm going just to be alive. Oh, when you get there, is there a there? Do people care there? Are people aware there? Do the boys and girls do more than break their toys and perm their hair there? Send an update cake to your old roommate, from your big round world to a small flat state. Tell me, what do you find when you open your eyes and your mind to the great? Zanzibar, from Khartoum and Marrakesh. And then later that year, some letters appeared from Nepal and Bangladesh. At first, the words were laughter, the strange ways we live in peace. The next, the words were blurred with tears, the war, the famine, the disease. Oh, when you get there, is there a there? Do people care there? Are people aware there? Do the boys and girls do more than break their toys and perm their hair there? Send an update cake to your old roommate, from your big round world to my small plastic. Tell me, what do you find when you open your eyes and your mind to the great out there? I was born in Iowa, and that's where they'll bury me too. And the sacred things I hold near and dear are probably the same for you. So I'm glad I got my friend Catherine, she needs to know the new. Oh, I spend my time wrapped up in my tribe, but she brings the world into me. As it whirled from her brain. I said, Catherine, who will you be when you're finally who you are? She smiled and said, we'll see, won't we? But there'll be more to be papa. Oh, when you get there, is there a there there? Do people care there? Are people aware there? Do the boys and girls do more than break their toys and perm their hair? Send an update cake to your old roommate, for your big brown world to my small white street. Tell me, what do you find when you open your eyes and your mind to the great?
I'm ready to go, I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, baby,
to go.
Oh, yes. That was Donald Trump and his number one hit, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Well, not really. I was put together. But anyway, it was, yeah, Donald Trump. Yes, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Hopefully he'll never return to Washington. I know there's some Trump fans out there. Why? We don't know. We've talked about it so often, so many times. Still can't figure it out. 515-605-9888. If you could tell us, we'd love to hear it. We're all ears here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Amanda's having some internet problems. That's how she connects to the show. I'm here in the United States. She's in the UK. We're the only show in the world that connects the UK with the USA. And so that being the case, we do run across some issues and complications here and there with our internet, you know, providers and the internet system. And, you know how it is. So you got to put up with me again. One more time again with just Andy Kimball. What's a mother to do, you know? Okay, so what I was going to talk about here with Amanda, although she's not here, so I'll just talk about it by myself, and anybody who wants to join the conversation can do so, or email us later if you want to, if you're not listening to the live show at Andy and Amanda Come. Do that again. Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. Let us know. You know, tell us if you want to be a guest, you want to join us live from wherever you are in the world. We know you're in 23 other countries listening to us here. Email Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. Let us know you'd like to come on live. We'll send you a link. All you need is headphones and a microphone, and we can have you on the show no matter where you are in the world or out of the world, wherever you are on the space station. We can have you on the show, which we're looking at doing, by the way, talking about the space station. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, not this show. So what I was going to do is talk about the Senate maintaining their blue collar. We called it months ago when the Supreme Court took a law away from the citizens of America, allowing choice of women to make a decision as to what they want to do with reproductive rights and their family and the clergy, or a significant other, whatever it might be. That was taken away from them after being a law for 50 years by folks who disguised themselves as judges when they're just carrying out a Republican agenda. That's the whole of the conversation, I suppose, as well, which we'll have on the show with special guests coming forth. But anyway, what I want to do now, because I am a musician, and many people know that that's actually my real gig, is I want to play some more music. So we're going to play another tune here. This is a song that I produced with a young woman from Austin, Texas, by the name of Natalie Moore. And I think I may have even played this last week at one point, but she did such a great job doing this Adele song. I played guitar and bass on it, called If It Hadn't Been for Love. Natalie Moore. Let's take a listen, shall we? Enjoy.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been for love. But cold walls against my will. At least I know he's lying still. Never would have gone to that side of town if it hadn't been for love. Never would have took a mind to track him down if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44 and put myself behind a it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know he's lying still. Four cold walls without parole. Lord have mercy on my soul. Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44 and put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been.
And we're going to keep the music rocking and rolling right along here with a couple from Sweden who came over to the U.S. I met them at a venue and where I play every once in a while, and they were there that night, and they got up and did a tune. And I was like, whoa, you guys are great. Why don't you come into my studio? And recorded a couple of tunes. They since put on an album. They just sent me the tracks to the album, and I'm liking it a lot. They're from Sweden. I'm going to play a tune that we recorded here in my studio, and called "You're Gonna Like This Song." It's called, well, that's not what it's called. It's not called "You're Gonna Like This Song." By the way, the duo, again, husband and wife team, they're called. They go by the name of Dove and Crow, DoveNCrow, and they're on Spotify, and they do a nice job. They really do kind of reminds me of Northwest Passage, kind of, it's good stuff, and you need to check them out. The song we're going to hear is called "Big Tops and Freak Shows," again, by Dove and Crow from Sweden. Enjoy, here on the Andy and Mander Show. My name is Andy Kimmel.
She holds her breath while she falls, another night without sleep. Another cold December moon tells her which dreams she can keep. And I am sorry for the losses, I'm sorry for the pain. Someone's crying by your window, and the whiskey tastes like. Said I'm young, I can give you everything that you need. I'll write you letters, but you shouldn't believe the things you read. I'm not the first one, and I surely will. Big tops and freak shows. just another broken heart crying out for tainted love. And oh, how the wind reminds me of a place I've never seen. Big tops and freak shows and sing.
Pretty song by Dove and Crow here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Andy Kimball going solo once again. Amanda again is having, Amanda is having some internet issues, so unable to join the show today, and that gives me the kind of open palette as to what we can do here on the Andy and Amanda Show. It's always an open palette, and we talk about anything we want to talk about, do whatever we want to do, whatever's on our minds, very little, some or usually no agenda. Sometimes a little bit of an agenda, but not most of the time we don't. It's been so much fun over the past 2.5 years. And what is it? I say almost 500 episodes of the Andy and Amanda Show. Streaming around the world. 5,000 some odd listeners. What a blast this is. Really great. Thank you, folks. Thanks for your support. Hey, what do you say we do another tune? Coming up next, I'm going to play, I guess, one of my mentors, you might say. He's been around a long time. Formerly the lead guitar player back in the 60s, you might remember of a band called Jefferson Airplane. Gracie Slick. This guy's name is Orma Kakkonen, and he is with Jack Cassidy on bass. They're known as Hot Tuna. They have a whole band, too, that they play with occasionally as Hot Tuna, or sometimes they go out as a duo and still under the name Hot Tuna. Folk, blues, you know, finger-picking stuff. Great, great guitar player. Love what he does. And when you put Orma Kakkonen and Jack Cassidy together, what a treat. What an incredible treat. So let's listen to them now doing a live version of a old classic blues song called Death Don't Have No Mercy, here again on the Andy and Amanda Show.
don't give it time to get mad in this land. Well, now death don't give you time to get mad in this land, said in this land. Well, come to half and won't stay long. Look like the moon when your family will be gone.
Performing as a duo, they go out as Hot Tuna. You should look them up. Jack Cassidy is an amazing bass player, and Norma Caccone is an incredible guitar player. There's so much. That's just one sampling of his work with an interpretation of that song, old time blues classic called Death Don't Have No Mercy. What I'm going to do now is play one of my tunes, I think. It's called Tumbleweed, Bill Miller tune. It's off my latest album. I'm not sure if this is the mix that was on the album, but it's on an album called Undercover 3, now available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you download your music. It costs $1 to get each tune, or I think $8 or $10, whatever, for the album. And I want to play it now. It's a tune called Tumbleweed. Again, I'm going to click the button. I'm not sure which version of the tune this is, but let's take a listen. We'll listen to it together. Here we go. Thank you.
across the Mississippi out on an open plain. In Oklahoma cow town, the sky begins to rain. In a dusty, worn-out honky-tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed. He's thumbing through some magazines that he can't even read. Tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The Homestead Act, Dust Bowl, everybody paid the cost. And the wise old father promised he'd treat his children all the same. Mapquinican territory was Oklahoma's name. Tumbleweed came strolling, he roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a hammering kid to find a place to settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest. The desert wind blows tumbleweed like some spirit of the west. He taps his heels and times, he plays that old flat top guitar.
Tumbleweed, and that's a tune that is on my recent release called Undercover 3, undercover meaning cover tunes that I interpret of other singer-songwriters. John Prine tune on there. I think, is there a Lyle Lovett song? I forget. I'm not sure. I know there's a John Prine tune on there, a Chris Smithers song on there, who else? You know, Bill Miller, we just heard. A tune by Bill Miller, written by Bill Miller, interpreted and performed by yours truly here. And anyway, it's a cool collection of live performances and a couple of original tunes as well. Done in the studio, kind of 12-string. If you know who Leo Kaki is, like really, really fun 12-string, on the fly, you know, no written song. I just pick up the guitar and play, and they hit record and you know, see what comes out. And two tunes made the album, so they're kind of cool. One's called Sweeping Meadow, and the other one's called Slapping Junkie, and you got to check them out. They're somewhat fun to play. Don't ask me to play them again live because I made them up as I went along. I can't, you know, how would I do it again? But I can probably play something like it, but not those songs. Anyway, folks, again, I want to thank you for stopping on in and listening to Andy here of the Andy and Amanda Show. And again, Amanda, did I say Andy and Amanda? Andy and Amanda Show. Did I say that? Anyway, Andy and Amanda Show. Amanda in the UK. I'm here in the USA, and Amanda has some internet issues, which is how she connects to the show, so she's unable to make it on this particular episode. We'll look forward to seeing you back here again on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another discussion of fun discussion with some laughs and maybe some special guests talking about whatever's in the news, headlines, whatever's on our minds, spirituality, relationships, sex, sports, music, entertainment, film, whatever it might be. There's nothing we don't talk about on the show. You know what I mean? It's open. It's open for your calls too. 515-605-9888. Let's play some more music, shall we? And I'm thinking we just heard me play a tune. That's why I think it's only fair that we play an Amanda love song because she's really good. She composed this tune. It's called Highway to Heaven. We've played it on the show before. I just really like it a lot. So any chance I get to play it, I do. So here it is, Highway to Heaven by the co-host of the show, Amanda Love.
We'll be right back.
See what I mean? What a nice song that is. Highway to Heaven by Amanda Love. And I'm not sure if anybody, I'm sure you folks might know by now, but Hobbs, the governor, now governor-elect in Arizona, beat the election designer. She wishes. Hobbs defeated the election denier in Arizona governor's race. Hooray. Democrat Katie Hobbs, who oversaw the 2020 election as Secretary of State, edged out the Republican Carrie Lake. And you might know, of course, that Carrie Lake was going around promoting the fact that the 2020 election was stolen, was illegal, Trump really won, you know, promoting the big lie, of course, making headlines for Arizona in the process. She lost. And what was she trying to do with politics anyway? What was her experience outside of being a news anchor? Of course, people have very little experience of won elections in the past. I know that. But I think this is one the Arizona voters did right. She called the 2020, Carrie Lake, that is, called the 2020 election rigged, and repeatedly said she would not have certified Joe Biden's win in Arizona in 2020. And Hobbs, as Arizona Secretary of State, had rejected the GOP lies about the election, rightfully so, of course. And I know that Lake isn't the only one who was defeated in Arizona, right? There are two other high-profile election deniers also running in Arizona. It was the nominee for Senate, right, Blake Masters, lost. And the Secretary of State nominee, right, Mark Fincham, right? So once again, democracy wins. And I think Hobbs tweeted something to that extent as well. So thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing integrity to the forefront during a major election in your state. And anyway, so how did I get talking about it? Well, that's because this came across recently today that that the election was finally decided for governor of Arizona. But I'd like to get back to music. I'm sure you folks probably do too. So let's do that, all right? And let's see what we want to hear now. How about John Mayer, Something About Olivia, one of my favorites of his. I like that. And also, King of California, is it the Queen of California? That's a great song too. I'm not going to play that one right now, but we'll get to that maybe next episode. But right now, something, well, we'll let him tune up first because this was recorded during a live taping here. So we'll hear John Mayer tune his guitar and then play Something About Olivia. Sound like a plan? Here we go.
Time to time. Yeah, Olivia is taken, but a look like hers can be found from time to time. I'm thinking something like Olivia is what I need to find. There's only one man in this world who gets to sleep with her by his side. Only one man in this world gets to sleep with her by his side. I'm thinking something like Olivia could keep me through the night. Steal no love away from no one man. Now I'm not trying to steal no love away from no one man.
if Olivia herself were at my door, I'd have to say I'd let her in. Something like Olivia, oh. Something like Olivia. Something like Olivia, oh. Something like Olivia. I keep thinking something like Olivia is what I need. I'm thinking maybe something like Olivia is what I need. I'm thinking maybe something like Olivia is what I need to find.
Cool.
Great song, John Mayer, playing solo on the acoustic guitar. Something About Olivia, here on the Andy and Amanda Show, on this Monday, November 14th, 2022. Thanksgiving coming right around the corner. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Drop us an email. We'd like to share some of your experiences, what your plans are, what your travel plans might be. We'll share them on the show. Email andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Let us know what you're up to for Thanksgiving. Getting together with family, you're going to be by yourself, going to be with a significant other, with some friends, traveling, whatever you might be doing. Let us know. andyandamandashow@gmail.com. I'm traveling east of here to Arizona to be with family, with my family for Thanksgiving. And really looking forward to that a lot. So always a great time. One of my favorite holidays really is Thanksgiving. Anyway, as a matter of fact, speaking of Thanksgiving, how about if we do a tune called Thanksgiving Eve? Not too early. Thanksgiving Eve. And we're going to be, this might be the last tune on this show because we're kind of running tight on time here, but let's get to it. It's called Thanksgiving Eve. And we recorded this one live a little while back, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. A little staticky on the recording, so apologies for that. But still, the song is a cool song. I like it a lot. I haven't played it in a really long time. Listening to it makes me want to play it again. Maybe we'll do it for this Thanksgiving. Anyway, It's a recording of me performing this tune. I'm going back about 7 or 8 years, maybe a little longer than that, but somewhere right around there, or right around Thanksgiving time. Okay, here we go.
So easy to dream of the days gone by. It's a hard thing to think of the times to come, but the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There are no guarantees but the grave. The life that I live and the time that I have spent are a treasure too precious to save. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you loved it away. As it was, so it is. As it is, shall it be. And it shall be while lips that kiss have breath. Many waters indeed, only nature's love seed. And its flower overshadows the power of death. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. with each moment of your life, but love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away.
Thanksgiving Eve, performed by yours truly, Andy Kimball. And that'll be a wrap for this show, this Andy and Amanda program on the 14th of November, 2022. Is it November 14th already? It really, truly is. Hey, folks, thanks so much for listening. And apologies for not being able to do our typical Andy and Amanda show today. But I'm sure Amanda will be back in good form on Wednesday, and we'll try to get back into what we normally do here. And if you could tell us what that actually is in 10 words or less, maybe we'll use it in our advertising. Anyway, the Andy and Amanda Show here on Blog Talk Radio, streaming around the world on a podcast after we're done streaming, even though this is not produced as a podcast. We are not podcasters, although the show ends up being a podcast. That's not what we do here. We do produce a true live radio show with a lot of phone lines and so forth. And it becomes a podcast. And evidently, there's a whole lot of podcast listeners. And we want you to know that we appreciate every single one of you. And I couldn't be more sincere. Thanks so much for listening to our show. We'll see you on Wednesday. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.